have any expressions for extremely fashionable or maybe even overly up-to-date clothes? We're thinking in terms of black and white, men and women.
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard them referred to as pimp clothes or pimp stuff?
Well, in anything gaudy is related to pimps.
Okay.
Particularly in this area.
Mm-hmm. All right. How do you store winter clothes?
Well, when you're packing.
How do I store them?
Yeah, how do people who are worried about the elements affecting their winter clothes, what do they store in?
Mothballs.
What kind of a bag?
A plastic bag.
Okay, is there a different name for the lightweight variety that you might get clothes back
brother,
from the
cleaners?
No.
Okay, is there a different name for the kind you might carry on with you?
That would be a travel bag, I guess.
What are some different kinds of shoes?
Shoes. Well, there's bedroom slippers.
Of course, there's the mistake.
There's moccasins. There's sandals. There's loafers, which is what they were called in high school, and slip-ons now. Well, right.
It's the sleeper.
Then tie shoes, which encompass the different styles, wingtip variety, etc.
But it's only here.
What about
the... Oh, the new kind. The wedgies and stacked heels and that.
What would you call these?
Those, I guess you could call them a sandal-type wedgie,
okay.
Or stacked heel. See, I've never worn a pair, and never will. I'm too tall to wear them. I look like a basketball player, and I don't need the height.
I haven't seen them anymore.
You really haven't?
Just, pimp types, I guess.
Everyone I know that feels bad because they're not over 6 feet wears them. And I have a lot of friends that are like 5'6", or I know a lot of guys that are 5'6" and 5'7", and I guess I can, it was strange, because the first time I saw him was out in Oregon, and I saw this guy who was probably around 5'6", and it just looked like, maybe it made him feel like he was taller, but, to me, he just looked like a short guy who wasn't satisfied with the way he was, you know, which was even worse than being short.
Right, yeah. Okay, what are some different kinds of hairstyles?
For men or women?
Both, and black and white.
Black and white? And including old styles?
Yeah, any kind of
old
style.
Oh, yeah. Well, start out with white men. There was the crew cut. Then the flat top, then the mohawk. I always wanted one, but my mom would never let me have one. You know what the mohawk is.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Then
kids really have their hair cut like that in your school?
Well, not very many of them. And they were mostly high school kids, but when you're in grammar school, you want to relate, to high school kids.
How high was it, about an inch or something?
Oh, well, what it is was it was about an inch straight flat down the center,
yeah.
But the sides were shaved.
Yeah, right. But that thing up in the center was about an inch.
Right.
Okay.
Then, going back, when I was very young, there was the duck's ass haircut and the jelly roll. And the jelly roll was where the sides curved over. It was usually used in conjunction with the duck's ass haircut, The sides were greased up and rolled over, and the middle part came down to a little widow's peak. It was very strange looking hairstyle. And now, I guess there's the shag, which men and women wear. In fact, recently men and women wear their hair the same. I think guys wear it longer and women wear it shorter a lot of the times. So the shag would be. And for the blacks, it would be the afro, or, a cornrow, which wouldn't necessarily, isn't really a style, it's just a way of